This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your
on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, plus 1380 The Biz out of Tampa, Florida. We're also broadcasting across America on our Salem Media Group affiliates and leading independent radio stations. And the Captain's America Third Watch is now nationally syndicated via the GCN Live Radio Network and the Westwood One XDS satellite. Now, thanks to our military men and women listening around the world, plus our first responders too, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers for your service to America, and to all the people working on the Third Watch, we are your voice on the radio helping you get through the night, and thank you for doing what you're doing. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, Denise Simon from Founders Com is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have got the upcoming summit. I believe it's next month, or is it this month?
This month.
In Vietnam. And a lot of people are doing a lot of talking about the expectations and what they expect to have done, and they're guessing, because how would you know? They're all guessing at it. So what kind of expectations do you have on this upcoming summit?
I don't really have any. And the reason is I think that you can necessarily get through to Kim Jong-un. Uh-huh. But all the work that the United States does with him, I think gets undone, if you will, by China and Russia. So, whatever these talks can involve, I mean, they could be very good talks. But on the back end, you've got Beijing and Moscow that throw sand in the gears. That's where we are.
Mm.
So, I don't have a lot of expectations. I don't think that you can unwind any kind of a communist culture in Pyongyang and throughout, North Korea. I mean, I just, certainly in a couple of summits, I just don't see it happening. Whether it's, nuclear weapons or missiles or using cryptocurrency or,
Or that casino that we've heard he wants.
Well, I mean, he can do whatever he wants in his own country. Mm-hmm. But, when it begins to affect other kinds of world peace, threatening Japan or Guam or anybody else, especially the United States. I don't want to be, Debbie Downer here, but I'm just a realist.
Now, let's talk about Mexico, because something interesting happened yesterday, and I think I'm going to butcher the name, but I'm going to say it the way I believe it's pronounced, Coachella. The governor of that Mexican state, which is a large Mexican state, Coachella, it runs from Laredo west up to about Fort Stockton to the north and everything in between. And it's a very porous area because there's areas in there where literally people can walk across the Rio Grande or just walk across open land and walk into the United States. And this governor there has said that he's sick and tired of all the migrants that are now invading his state. And he wants no more caravans because the last caravan that kind of disappeared from sight is sitting in his state right now planning their entry into the United States.
Yep. So,
now what?
I would say, well, that's a very good question. I mean, now you have got mayors and governors in Mexico that are really the issue is not with the United States here at this point. The issue is really with their own leadership.
Right.
So, I mean, they are beginning to feel a lot like we feel. And, you know, the Mexican government here is put in a tough situation. And they could have stopped it at their own southern border and didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have a different kind of crisis. We've got a crisis in Mexico.
Yeah.
So, I mean, from their own national security and public safety standpoint.
Right. And, of course, we know about the area, and again, I'm sort of familiar with it. I've been along that border, and I can remember that along the very southern edge of the border, it was one strand of barbed wire to keep the cattle from going into the river and going over to Mexico.
Okay.
So this is part of what we're talking about. Plus,
well, here's what's happening, and this is kind of interesting. We've got some European leaders that have joined the United States and Canada.
Right.
To get Maduro out. And, you know, what is happening in Venezuela could soon happen in Mexico. I mean, let's look at this, you know, in a big way. I mean, Mexico is a democracy, but it's a corrupt one. They don't need any more hits. And, you know, there are consequences because of people that have left Venezuela. They've gone to Colombia, El Salvador, and all the rest. And so you've got other countries that are affected. And I'm not sure that any of them are prepared to deal with the meltdown of really Latin America.
Yeah, and we are going to get into Venezuela because there's been some significant developments in Venezuela since the last time we talked. One of them has to do with Marco Rubio talking about something. And I hate to use the word, but this is all very quickly coming to a head down there because of a couple of things that have been put into place. Our Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, started talking tough yesterday, and here comes the music, so we teased it. So we'll be right back, folks, with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and what's going on in Venezuela, that including that blockade on the bridge, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had to say about it, and what's going on with Citgo, the oil company, because that all by itself could really start a firestorm down there soon. Be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our good friends at the USCCA. That's the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, what do 285,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common? Well, they trust the USCCA to take care of them in the event they get into a problem trying to defend themselves, because they know defending your life shouldn't cost you everything that you own. Now, to find out more about the USCCA, you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Not only can you sign up for the free gun a day giveaway, every day a different gun, and you can do that as many times as you want, but you can also check on membership. And membership in the USCCA will give you $474 worth of free stuff, including the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine, where they have lots of discounts in there every month to save you money on everything from guns to archery to fishing to camping and to hunting in general. So there you go. Now that's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello.
Hello.
Now, Eric sent us a question pertaining to Venezuela, so we're going to answer it for him. That's Eric in Seminole, our Marine friend. The IMF and the World Bank loan billions of dollars, and we believe it's around $3 billion to Venezuela. At least that's all that I can seem to find and you can seem to find. What do you suppose Venezuela did with that money? Have they used it up, not used it up? Did it go for the military? I mean, what do you suppose they did? Because it's kind of, we just don't know.
No, we don't know. We have no idea. But, you know, when that happens, there has to be a loan payment. And it appears that Venezuela defaulted on a payment. So then you have to go through debt restructuring again, which, when those things happen, Moscow and Beijing step in and say, well, okay, we'll help restructure it again and again and again. So, we don't know where it went. We don't know if it, you know, did something in the black market. I have no idea.
Well, Eric seems to think that maybe Mr. Maduro and his predecessor, Mr. Chavez, got a bunch of that money and just stuck it in their pocket.
You know, we can't say that that doesn't happen,
mm-hmm.
for sure. But here's the other interesting thing. Goldman Sachs also, they created a bond for PDVSA, which is a Venezuelan
oil company, right?
To Citgo.
Mm-hmm.
There is $2.8 billion in bonds. So there's the creditors. I mean, Goldman Sachs came under, real criticism for doing this. Mm-hmm. But if that happens, then the creditors would necessarily seize those assets.
Mm-hmm.
PDVSA is the refining wing, and the marketing wing of Citgo. So there's more at play here. I've read some of how some of this thing played out, and then it kind of got unwound, and then it got rewound. So several times I've looked at it. I don't even know, I'm sure I know what I read anymore, but it is pretty confusing. Because there's so many peace parts to it all.
I know what I'm reading right now. It says Senator Marco Rubio says Venezuela President Guaido.
They announced their board.
Will be naming their new board for Citgo. Now, this was run previously by the generals, and again, this is why
some of them.
Okay, this is why I'm saying that this could get really serious, because now you're messing with the boys' money. And I just don't see this just tampering down anytime soon. They got to get rid of Maduro and his faction and the military. We don't even know.
Go ahead. By the way, the aid that has been stopped on this bridge,
mm-hmm.
it's U.S. aid. That's why they don't. That's why Maduro's blocking it. He doesn't want our aid going in there.
Mm-hmm.
So. Whatever part of the Venezuelan military is loyal to Maduro, and that is, those numbers are dropping dramatically.
Yeah, they are. They're not getting paid.
They are protecting that bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of the military has bailed on Maduro, and they've come over to Guaido's side.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a real death necessarily happening there. Additionally, Maduro ordered some parts of his military, and again, I don't know how big his military is, I haven't looked at that, over to the border of Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a disaster.
Well, his special secret police force is about 1,200 people, so if you take that into fruition, there can't be that many military people there. And again,
No, because you got 23,000 Cubans.
Right, that's where I was going. That's where I was going. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, 23,000, pretty robust.
Yeah. And we'll see what they do. Now, let's move ahead here, because Senator Tom Cotton has said that China is in an assault mode over the American-led world order. What's he talking
Correct.
About?
Well, one road, one belt. One belt, one road, whatever it is. He's right. He's absolutely right. Cotton's ringing the alarm bell. Cruz is ringing the alarm bell. Rubio especially has been ringing the alarm bell on China. China has what was known as, I think, a 50-year plan that they had put out. They absolutely want to rule the world. And the way they're going to get there, and have been getting there, is they've been stealing whatever they can steal, from whomever they can steal.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly the economic industrial espionage.
Mm-hmm.
I've written months ago about something called the Confucius Institute.
Mm-hmm.
The Confucius Institute is sitting in about 20 or 30 of our universities.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happened here is that China pays the professors at these universities to promote and steal and spy on college projects college research for economic and industrial purposes.
Wonderful.
Now, you have, I think, one or two universities in the state of Florida that have finally thrown the Confucius Institute out.
Mm-hmm.
And that was at the behest because of Rubio, because he wrote letters to him and said, hey, let me tell you who the Confucius Institute is. Get these people out of there. And I think one or two universities in the state of Florida did.
Mm-hmm.
There has been an effort by Rubio and Cruz and Cotton, and I think a handful of others that are trying to do the same thing in other U.S. universities. But
mm-hmm.
this is a tactic where China is infecting themselves into the United States, and it's manifested. Now, if they're doing it in the United States, they're also doing it in other countries.
Gotta be.
Well, they're certainly doing it in Western Europe and in Eastern Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So those are that one tactic when it comes to the Confucius Institute or Huawei are ways that China cheats in order to elevate their standing in the world and soon to rule it on their terms.
Speaking of
which, remember, you know, President Xi made himself king or president or
for life.
You know, exactly.
Speaking of Western Europe, the United Kingdom's May, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, has now set out to delay the second Parliament vote on the Brexit deal.
Correct. I just did an interview about that very thing with a buddy of mine over there. So what's going to happen is that they were to have, if March the 29th, the Brexit, you know, whatever Theresa May's deal doesn't happen, then Brexit automatically happens on March the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where we actually want to be. But what's going to happen is that they're going to, and remember, Theresa May's deal wasn't accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And she had, I think, 72 hours to come up with a second deal. It's good. So now she's over in Brussels and she's trying to, you know, finesse something over there to work something out. So these timelines really mean nothing. If that doesn't work out, then Parliament's going to say, hey, we're going to reject this, and then we're going to have a whole new vote on Brexit, a whole new referendum. So the vote that happened, what, 2.5, 3 years ago now?
Yep.
On Brexit will mean nothing.
All righty. Well, thanks for another great, stimulating conversation. A lot of people got a lot out of that, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Trot on over there. Find out what's going on. And we'll be right back with our next military and veterans news segment. Some interesting things to talk about there. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The American people have a right to know, indeed have a need to know, that their president is acting on their behalf and not for some pecuniary or other reason.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Democrat Adam Schiff announced his panel will investigate President Trump's personal financial dealings, including his foreign interests. President Trump dismissed it as politically motivated.
On what basis would he do that? He has no basis to do that. He's just a political hack who's trying to build a name for himself, and I think that's fine because that's what they do, but there would be no reason to do that.
Schiff also wants a broad new probe into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Venezuela's military stopped humanitarian aid from coming into the country. Most of the aid is coming from the U.S., and President Maduro has ordered the military to not let any of it come through the border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. Now, Bo will be in from the National Aviation Academy next hour in this time slot. We've already got a couple questions for him, and if you have any questions, send it to our Facebook page. Send it to me directly as a message, and we'll ask Bo about whatever your question might happen to be. The Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, send it as a message, and it'll come right to me, and I'll see it, and then we'll get a chance to ask it. All right, here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy online. They have the two locations to better serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston. The other in Clearwater, Florida, which is right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Because the course that they offer, in 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential and lots of benefits, too, for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. This is a field, ladies and gentlemen, that they desperately need more aviation techs because of the sign and the times and all the stuff that's going on right now. Now, aviation is back on the rise, not only commercially, but also privately, and also the freight companies, and also militarily. And a lot of folks are finding out about the well-known secret about how you can come out of this school with a job in your hand, and once you get the diploma and your certification from the FAA, you're well on your way to a $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000-a-year job right here in the U.S. Now, if you want to go overseas, you can very easily make that into a six-figure salary. And it could be a pretty high salary, because some people make a lot more than the just plain old six figures to begin with. They make quite a bit more than that. And Bo will tell you all about that next hour. So check them out online and schedule a tour. Schedule a tour at one of their facilities. Go to naa.edu, naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And remember, if you're struggling or if you're in one of those liberal arts colleges and you fell for the, I'm going to become an arts major and become a whatever. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. If you're skilled enough to do painting with and whatnot and arts, you probably could qualify to be a certified aviation maintenance tech. So just think about that for a minute, because you're going to make a lot more money doing that than you are going to be in the art world. Guarantee you that one. So there you go. 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, or naa.edu, naa.edu. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, now, the Army is coming out with some brand new greens. Army greens, they're calling them. And it's quite possible that soldiers will be wearing fewer awards and decorations on your Army greens, because you won't have enough room to put them there. So now we go back to the dress blues, and that's where all the medals and the ribbons and all that will go to, because that's predominantly what the dress blues are for. Now, the Army's preparing to field about 200 new Army green uniforms to recruiters as early as the middle of this month of February. And we'll see what happens. And you'll get a chance to see right away from the recruiters that'll be wearing these whether or not they have room to put all of their different awards and medals and ribbons. I, from what I'm hearing, they're not going to be able to. So there you go. And there's more help coming for soldiers in need of medical equipment, dental costs, child safety, and spouse immigration fees. Soldiers may now qualify for more help with family members' dental expenses, medical equipment, device costs, and with foreign-born spouses, passports, and immigration fees. Three examples of six expansions in financial help are now available through the Army Emergency Relief Fund. Think about that for a minute. And the Army Secretary has also pledged to seek help for families through fewer moves and spousal job opportunities. The Army wants to stabilize family life for soldiers by moving them less often and improving access to jobs for their working spouses. This is according to the Secretary of the Army. And that's a great idea. By the way, the USS Gerald R. Ford has now finished its sea trials. The problems have been solved, according to the Navy's Chief of Staff. And it will soon be underway to terrorize foes and fascinate friends. That's a good story with all the cost overruns that were made upon the Gerald R. Ford. Two more, by the way, Ford-class carriers are being built as we speak. So there's going to be quite an armada of those put out there at a time when we're finding out that we have a problem with our weapon, a $760 million weapon that supposedly is supposed to stop the widespread threat of torpedoes against our aircraft carrier battle groups, especially the carriers, and it's been a massive $760 million failure. Well, that can't happen. And Christine said a little while ago they should refund the money back. Well, yeah, they should fix the problem at no expense, too. It's what they should do. So we'll see what happens. And, oh, by the way, a Navy-guided missile cruiser and a dry cargo ship collided during an underway replenish ship off the southeastern coast sometime late Tuesday afternoon, according to U.S. Fleet Forces. Don't know about any damage. Don't know about any injuries. It's just been reported now that that actually happened. And it might have been in the fog. It was very, very, very foggy in that section of America over the past few days. By the way, the Air Force's F-16 Viper demonstration team, their commander, his name, no offense to Carol Danvers, but his name is Captain Marvel. That's his name. That's in charge of the Air Force's F-16 Viper demonstration team. And the Marine Corps has given retired Marine Major Edward F. Wright a Silver Star 51 years after his heroics in Vietnam. The ceremony coming in Portland, Oregon. And congratulations to Major Wright for an honor well-deserved 51 years after the event. Also, the Coast Guard on a Pacific patrol seized 17 tons of cocaine. Coast Guard's been doing a lot of that lately. Kudos to them for the job they do. The Coast Guard has seized nearly 35,000 pounds of cocaine from apparent drug smuggling vessels in the eastern Pacific Ocean. And again, that's probably coming out of Central and South America headed towards the west coast of the United States. And we've got two big Coast Guard stations right here in my backyard. One is Coast Guard Air Station Clearwater. The other one is Coast Guard Sea Base in Cortez. And then, of course, you got Mobile, which is another big wing up there, with the air wing as well as the big sea base that's there. And then you got New Orleans. And then, of course, you got Houston. And we have them all lined up here around the Gulf. And, of course, I always think about them when you think about the drugs that are out there, because this is what they do a lot of, and they're very good at what they do. And kudos to the Coast Guard for the job they do. We need to get them out of the wing they're under and put them back in the regular military, in my humble opinion. By the way, the governor of New Mexico is issuing an order to withdraw the majority of the state's National Guard troops from the U.S. border with Mexico. This is because it appears that there may be some troubles on the border. New Mexico is one of those areas where they've got a very porous area and virtually no border barrier to stop the bad guys from coming across. So rather than getting into a confrontation, the governor said, no way today. Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, coming right up.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. .com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program is brought to you by my very good friends at the USCCA, that's the United States Concealed Carry Association. You can go to my website, CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, click on the USCCA logo that's right there, sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. Every day, a different gun you can win for free. All you got to do is sign up and check out membership while you're there, because you will get $474 worth of free stuff should you decide to become a member of the USCCA. And membership has lots of advantages. Speaking of membership, here's the president and ringleader of the If You Want to Make Money, Here I Am Club, Chris Markowski.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Now, listen, I got to start out talking about Venezuela, because there's some things that have happened since the State of the Union speech and today. Number one, between now and Friday, the interim president is going to be naming a new board to the Citgo oil group. Now, they had several military generals, high-ranking military generals on that, and the military was actually being paid out of proceeds coming from the oil, as well as food that was being bought from the proceeds of the oil. Now, we now have been told that what we were told to begin with was $11 billion held in U.S. banks on behalf of Citgo that was supposed to go back to Venezuela is now about $13.5 billion. What are you hearing?
Well, the issue with Citgo that most people don't understand
is that it's actually a subsidiary of other larger Venezuelan companies,
right,
that are already defaulting on their bonds that owe the Russians, that owe the Chinese, that owe American concerns.
Right.
And the thought is right now is they may want Citgo to declare bankruptcy so it doesn't have to get, you know, whacked and get involved in all of the litigation when people try to get their money back from the other big Venezuelan oil concern, and they're not going to. So they're going to say, you know what, have Citgo pay us back. So there's the effort right now to actually try to protect Citgo in of itself and what they're going to do there. There's a lot of major Venezuelan government-owned businesses that have not been paying their bills, and people want their money.
Mm. Okay, and the other part of this equation is that they've blocked, and by they I mean the Venezuelan military units have blocked the main border port of entry from Colombia into Venezuela. Three big bridges, about 9 lanes of traffic, a lot of it truck traffic, because, according to Venezuela, the aid that was coming in from Colombia was coming from the United States, and they don't want anything from the United States in Venezuela. They don't want the help.
Well, that news is probably not getting out in Venezuela. From what I've heard, is that for the most part, it's pretty much a media blackout throughout the entire country.
That's right.
People are not getting information. So, I don't understand what Maduro is thinking in regards to making the conditions there on the ground worse. I don't know if, you know, he doesn't want people to see that, you know, on the boxes and containers it says, mm-hmm. you know, made in the United States or from mm-hmm. the United States or what. But starvation, I don't think, is necessarily the best route.
Well, we've had two people in the last 24 hours, two separate people in Venezuela, Caracas to be specific, that have been listening to us online on the Internet, and I don't have any idea as to whether or not they're with us or with them or what the deal is, but that's two people that have been listening, because the only way they're getting information is off the Internet.
Yeah, but even I've heard a lot, much of the Internet's been blocked, too.
That's true.
So it's really tough for people that have access to anything there. So, again, it's going kind of a wait-and-see thing. I think that, you know, at some point in time, you know, Russia and China, they're not going to want to throw good money after bad money, and they're going to, you know, tell the guy to step down. They're still kind of holding on, hope that he's going to be able to figure the whole thing out.
Well, we'll know very shortly, very shortly. Now, did you hear about Mexico, the governor of Coachella, which is actually from Laredo west over to Fort Stockton, Texas, and straight south, one of the largest states in Mexico, said that, listen, and he told the Mexican government this, he said, we don't want any more migrants, and we don't want any more caravans coming into our state or into Mexico, because the last caravan, it kind of disappeared, and we don't know where they went. Well, they're in his state.
Yeah, you figure there might be some kind of blowback. We've got to understand, though, that, you know, that the various different states and provinces within Mexico, it's not the same as the way we run things here in the United States by any stretch. The governors there do not have the type of power that our governors do here in the United States, what I'm saying. It's going to have to come from the people at the top, and I don't know how they're going to go about handling it. It would seem to me that actually a better way of where build a wall, if we get Mexico to build a wall down there in their southern border, it's a lot shorter.
Well, if Mexico wants, and by the way, where this is at, there are a number of areas in that part of Texas where the only barrier is the Rio Grande River, which in some cases is low enough to walk across, and in other cases, it's merely an open spot where there's a single strand or two of barbed wire keeping the cattle from coming across into Mexico.
Yeah, you know, it's another, you know, major point, and you know, from what I'm hearing, is I guess that, you know, the levels are up to almost 2,000 a day trying to get across.
That is correct.
And that's just what they know. I mean, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, and what they're doing is they're doing a lot of diversions where they might send a group of 100 or 200, pardon me, in one area, and then 15, 20 miles down the road, here comes the truck and the vehicle with a bunch of people with the backpacks and all that stuff, and they're off and running, probably with dope.
Yeah, the situation, it's quite unmanageable. I mean, if they're coming across with drugs, then they're not asylum seekers,
no,
migrants, because they're turning themselves in instantly, because they want court dates that they'll never return for. But, you know, the drug situation is a little different.
Mm-hmm. Now, the U.S. retirement funds, according to Newsmax Finance, lost 7.5% in the fourth quarter in the drop that we had with the market, the stock market.
Well, U.S. retirement funds, what are they talking about specifically?
They're talking about general words, U.S. retirement funds. They're not mentioning anything in particular.
Yeah, I'm curious to see where they get their information from and how one goes about calculating all of the retirement money for all the 401ks and all the IRAs and all the savings of people around the entire country. It seems to me that sounds like kind of a wild guess.
I agree.
With that being said, those downturns are going to happen. They are. 7.5%, so a market that came off significantly. Then you've also seen a market, the month of January, have its best month in 30 years. You have to understand where the market's come and where it's going to go over time, and you shouldn't be looking at things over the course of a quarter. If it's your retirement money that you need to have access to and you need to use to live on, and it lost 7%, well, you're doing something wrong, because those assets shouldn't be in stocks. They should be in cash and cash equivalents because of the volatility of the market.
Now, the Atlanta Fed raised our fourth quarter GDP up to 2.7%, up 0.2%, which is okay. Anytime you raise it up above where it was, I'm fine with that.
GDP, we want to obviously see GDP continue to grow. We want growth here in the country to move. You want it to be done on solid grounds. We do not want to see it based upon government spending and borrowing money, but rather really good, solid growth. And now we're starting to see wages increase, which I think is probably one of the better signs of strength here in this country, in my opinion. I'm looking at that almost even over GDP, which has been strong. I want to see people make more money, and they are.
By the way, the final story here is banks are now weighing how to handle Ocasio-Cortez as they feel a Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton-style maneuver coming from her soon.
Oh, boy. The old Jesse Jackson, run a protest type of thing and pay them off.
Mm.
I don't know if she's going to head in that direction. I don't even know what would she be protesting at that point in time. So, well, we shall see. I think she's kind of made a fool out of herself at the State of the Union. Made herself look like a child.
All right. Thanks, Chris. We got to run. We'll talk to you tomorrow. All right. Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. And stay tuned for some interesting news coming from him soon. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.